We are continuing in the sugya of Losam Adam Reacha. So yesterday we discussed what was one of the critiques of Rav Shlomo Kluger. Rav Shlomo Kluger's unbelievable chiddush that as you read the chiddush, you realize that there's no way everybody or anybody agrees with this chiddush. That is that Zaken Vinalfi Kvodo is a patur from saving a person's life, because saving a person's life is just an enhanced version of Hashavas Aveda. So Zaken Vinalfi Kvodo patters you from saving a person's life. So we saw that the fundamental problem of Rav Shlomo Kluger is against the Gemara Bava Metzia, that whatever you do for yourself, you would have to do for somebody else. That's the geder of Zaken within the rules of Hashavas Aveda. So certainly you would embarrass yourself to save your own life, so you have to embarrass yourself to save somebody else's life as well. We saw how Rav Asher Weiss is not convinced that that's the greatest raya against Rav Shlomo Kluger, because there are two ways to understand that Gemara. Is it an Even HaBochein or Mahus? Right, we said, is how do we understand the judgment based on what you would do for yourself? Is it when you're not sure if something's Ein Lefi Kvodo or not, it's a good way to tell, but really anything that's Ein Lefi Kvodo, even if you would do it for yourself, you're Pater? Or is it, no, that's the definition of Ein Lefi Kvodo, whatever you wouldn't do for yourself? But Rav Asher said, anyway, he rejected Rav Shlomo Kluger just on the very basic grounds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was mevatel his own kavod in 610 mitzvos of the Torah for the sake of pikuach nefesh. So it can't be that he doesn't expect a human being to be mevatel his kavod for the sake of pikuach nefesh. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mevatel his own kavod 610 times over, so it's got to be that a human being is expected to be mevatel his kavod as well. But so our focus primarily so far has been on trying to prove that Rav Shlomo Kluger is wrong. Today what I want to focus on is trying to prove why Rav Shlomo Kluger isn't right. Now, what I mean by that is as follows. You can bring rayas against Rav Shlomo Kluger, but at the end of the day, Rav Shlomo Kluger had two rayas for his shita. So all the rayas you want to bring against his shita are fine. The only thing is, you're also going to have to address the rayas that he brings to defend himself, to support his shita. And his two rayas again were Sanhedrin Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph and Sanhedrin Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. Sanhedrin Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, the raya was that the Gemara wanted to know what are we learning from Lo Samad Adam Reacha that we don't already know from Vahashivosalo. So the Gemara answered, we learned that you have to hire somebody. So raya number one was, Shlomo Kluger said, why doesn't the Gemara answer that from Vahashivosalo is just the Din Hashavas Aveda, Zakim Elifik Vados Pater? Lo Samad Adam Reacha comes and teaches Zakim Elifik Vados Chayiv. It doesn't give that answer, must be, because that answer is not true. That even within the Losam Adam Reacha, Zaken Vedel Fikvado is Pater. It's a starker raya. How come, if it's true that there's a chilik, that Zaken Vedel Fikvado is a Ptur in Hashavas Aveda, but is not a Ptur in Losam Adam Reacha, that should have been the Gemara's answer of what Losam Adam Reacha is teaching me that I didn't already know from Zaken Vedel Fikvado, from Vashivosalo. That should have been the Gemara's answer. Now, that style of raya, not exactly that idea, but that style, that basic idea, is used by other poskim to prove other halachos as well. Meaning, Shlomo Kluger tries to use this kasha. Why didn't the Gemara answer better? Right? Remember, that's what he's doing. Why didn't the Gemara answer better what Lo Samad is coming to add to prove that Zakim Elifik Fodo is a Ptur in Lo Samad Adam Reacha? Other poskim use it to prove other halachos. That same style of kasha. For instance, Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch in the Kometa Mincha in, I have it photocopied for you here, in your packets, in the Minchas Chinuch in Os Beis, in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Zayin. Minchas Chinuch writes, there's another halacha by Hashavas Aveda. Halacha by Hashavas Aveda is, if you see a guy walking down the street and he takes something that belongs to himself, he takes his Blackberry, I'm getting a new one today, so, and he just chucks it along the side of the road. So do you have a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda? He didn't drop it, he threw it down. Do you have a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda? Hashut, no. It's not an Aveda. He didn't lose. He was ma'abed it. It wasn't nevad mimenu. He dafka threw it away. So it's not that there's no din of Hashavas Aveda. The halacha in Hashavas Aveda is that if someone purposely loses something, then you have no chiyuv to return it. Right? Right. So what if a person? What about Hashavas Aveda de gufo? If saving a person's life is a key mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, what if the person is losing his life on purpose? They're ma'abir atzma l'das. They're committing suicide. is there going to be a din of Hashavas Aveda? Very, very, so says this, the Minchas Chinuch. Well, if the whole geder of saving someone's life is Hashavas Aveda, then there should be no din of trying to save their life when they're committing suicide. Maybe that's what L'Samar Adam Reach is coming to teach me. That L'Samar Adam Reach is coming to teach me that even when they're committing suicide, you have to try to save their life. But says Minchas Chinuch, if that's true, why didn't the Gemara say that? Again, the Gemara was bothered. What am I learning from L'Samar Adam Reach that I didn't already know from Hashavas Aveda? And the Gemara didn't answer, I see from L'Samar Adam Reach that you even have to save someone who's committing suicide. Gemara didn't say that answer. Why didn't the Gemara say that answer? Elamai says in Minchas Chinuch, it must be that it's not true. That just like your putter from being Meshiv in Aveda, that a guy lost on purpose, your putter from the mitzvah of Hashivosolo, of saving a person's life when he's losing his life on purpose, and your putter from L'Samar Adam Reach when he's losing his life on purpose. It has to be that L'Samar Adam Reach fits the halacha of Hashavas Aveda. The halacha of Hashavas Aveda, if a guy's doing it on purpose, is no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So by L'Samar Adam Reach also, is no mitzvah. Unbelievable chiddush that there's no mitzvah to save a life if someone's committing suicide, says the Minchas Chinuch. That's what it would emerge. And again, the point I'm trying to draw out is that where does he get that from? The same exact kasha, the same exact style of kasha that Rav Shlomo Kluger asked. That our Gemara wants to know, what's L'Samar Adam Reach teaching me that I didn't already know from Vashiv Osilo? And it didn't answer this! So if it didn't answer this, it must be that L'Samar Adam Reach doesn't add this element. For Rav Shlomo Kluger, this element means the idea of Zaken Vein L'Fik Fodo. And for the Minchas Chinuch, this element means the idea of saving someone who's committing suicide. L'Samar Adam Reach doesn't add that. And therefore, you're pater from saving someone who's committing suicide. A third posek that uses the same style kasha, the same basic kasha, is Tzitz Eliezer. Tzitz Eliezer is printed in his Tshuvas. I just heard Rav David Cohn speak a couple of weeks ago. And he quoted this Tzitz Eliezer. He said Tzitz Eliezer wrote this in a letter to him. I didn't look in the Tshuvas in the Tzitz Eliezer whether it says Rav David Cohn's name in the Tshuva, but he says that he had a whole correspondence with Tzitz Eliezer. Tzitz Eliezer discussed the following. Why did I hear Rav David Cohn speak about this? He was talking about mandatory reporting for abuse. If you suspect or see that someone is being abused, so certain people are mandatory reporters. Like a teacher, for instance. A rabbi, not yet, but a teacher is a mandatory reporter. If I see evidence that you're coming to school every day and, you know, with a black eye and, whatever, and I see that there's something very questionable about the relationship with your dad or something like that, I see that there's some issue there, I'm mandatory, it's required that I report it to the government, right? So the shaila is, so there's the halacha also says that, right? The halacha says L'Samar Adam Reach. That's considered the L'Samar Adam Reach. A person's in danger when they're being abused. You're not allowed to stand idly by. Every Jew, it's not just a teacher. Everybody's a mandatory reporter in the halacha. But what if reporting something is going to cost you your job? For whatever reason. Maybe you're reporting on your boss. Right? Something like that. It's going to cost you your job. Do you have to report? When someone's being abused, but reporting is going to cost you your job. So I would have said, yes, you lose your job, you're saving a life. Not ein davarom fnei pikuach nefesh. Says it's Eliezer. For Hashavas Aveda, how much money do you have to spend or do you have to lose? For Hashavas Aveda, nothing. You don't have to lose any money. You have to spend time doing Hashavas Aveda. To avoid violating a lo saseh, normally, to avoid violating the law saying the Torah, you have to lose all your money, right? So when the Gemara asked, what am I learning from L'Samo that I didn't already know from Vashiv Osolo? The Gemara should have answered, what I'm learning from L'Samo is that I even have to lose my job, I have to lose all my money to do this mitzvah of L'Samo. Says Tzitz Eliezer, why didn't the Gemara answer that? Must be that it's not true. That L'Samo follows the Gedarim and the rules of Hashavas Aveda. And therefore, you don't have to spend all your money or lose your job to avoid violating Los Amud. Unbelievable. So Tzitz Eliezer's Mechadish, again, it's all the same kasha. Shlomo Kluger, Minchas Chinuch, Tzitz Eliezer. In different generations, they're all asking the same kasha. Why didn't the Gemara answer better? And their answer is the same. The Gemara didn't answer better because the better answer that we want to suggest isn't true. The better chiddush that Losamna is coming to teach me, whether it's that you have to jump in even when it's in Lefi Kvodo, or whether it's that you have to save a person's ma'aver atzmus mudas, or whether it's that you have to lose your job. The Gemara doesn't give those answers because none of them are true. You don't have to jump in when it's in Lefi Kvodo. You don't have to save someone who's committing suicide. You don't have to lose your job. That's how they all say. So Rav Asher Weiss points out that maybe this entire kasha is flawed. The very kasha that they're all working off of, why didn't the Gemara say a better answer? That whole kasha might be problematic in the first place. There might be something wrong with that kasha. If you look on page Resh Pei Hei in the Minchas Asher in Oz Beis, so he says, Va'ata nidon b'rayas hagon of Shlomo Kluger min asugi b'Sanhedrin. He says, let's take a look at the proofs that Rav Shlomo Kluger brings from the sugi and Sanhedrin. He nidvar v'musadim al beis hanachot. Rav Shlomo Kluger assumes two things. Did we read this yesterday? I don't remember. Rav Shlomo Kluger assumes that we started? Yeah? So he says he assumes two things. Number one, he assumes that a zakin ven lefi kvodo is pater from the asei of Ashivosa, just like he's pater from Ashev Tashive. Number two, he says he's pater even from the los asei of Losamud, that Losamud follows all the rules of Ashavas Aveda. So he says it's not a raya at all. First of all, the Gemara very often has multiple answers to Akasha, and it only gives one of them. It gives chadami trei taimi nakit. If you look in the paragraph beginning, Vinir pasha dein mi devar gemar raya, the patra zakin milos asid los hamod, the chadami trei taimi nakit. It's giving one of the multiple reasons that it could have given, one of the multiple additions that los hamod adds to the din of Hashivosa that I didn't know previously. Ubeprat nichal min kut chumrat, the alfim milavza bekalada, velorak bezakim milofi kvodo. Especially since it's giving the broadest of all of the additions that Los Amud has. Because what does the Gemara answer? What does Los Amud teach me? They even have to be toreach to spend money, right? Why doesn't the Gemara give the answer that if you're a zakim ven lefi kvodo, you have to do it, or that if the guy's committing suicide? Because those are very specific cases. It's true. You would have to, if it's zakim ven lefi kvodo, Los Amud teaches me you do have to jump in. You have to jump into the smelly pool to save somebody's life, for sure. But that's a very detailed, specific case. So the Gemara wants to give a nafkamina that applies to everybody, that you would even need to spend money to save somebody's life. That's something that could apply to everybody. Yes, it's true that if somebody's committing suicide, Los Amud teaches me that you do have to save him. Not like the Minchas Chinuch, you do have to save him. Why didn't the Gemara answer that? Because the Gemara wanted to give a better answer, an answer that's more inclusive. Saving someone who's committing suicide is a very rare circumstance. Saving a life where it may cost you money to save the life is not such a rare circumstance. So it's trying to give a broader example.
Are we saying cost money, meaning spending money, or potential money burning? Or are we saying
The Gemara talks about spending money, the Mitrach Lemegar. The Tzitz Eliezer connects it to giving up earnings, giving up your livelihood, right? And he says, but he's saying the Gemara didn't speak about giving up your livelihood. It spoke about spending some money, but it never said about losing all of your livelihood.
So the Gemara doesn't imply that you have to give up your job for it. That's not.
It depends how you read the Gemara, right? It's not really mentioned. You could read the Gemara saying, well, when it says you have to spend money, it means even lose all your money for it. Or you could read the Gemara as no, that there's some minimal requirement to spend. But there's got to be some maximum that you're not supposed to spend above also, perhaps. Yeah.
So did we say that you would for a suicidal person?
So Rav Shlomo, Minchas Chinuch says for a suicidal person, you don't have to save him. So Rav Asher's arguing is that that's not true. Of course you have to save him. So he's saying the raya that you wouldn't have to save him is not a good raya. The whole raya of Minchas Chinuch has that you don't have to save him is why didn't the Gemara give the answer that Losamu teaches me you don't even have to say that you should save for suicide? It must be you don't have to save for suicide. No, the reason the Gemara didn't give the answer that you have to save a suicidal person is because the Gemara had a better answer to give. But that answer is also true. Losamu also teaches me that you have to save someone who's committing suicide. Meaning, you don't need a raya that it's true, you need to reject his raya that it's not true. The raya that it's true is, as I think Rav Soloveitchik used to say, is a clear and logical mind. That's the raya. If you have a brain that tells you that someone's committing suicide, the right thing to do is to save him. Right? That's the raya. Elamai, Minchas Chinuch thinks he has a raya lehepich, so you need to address his raya. Rav Asher goes on to write, on page Resh Pei Vav at the top, Ach Yoser Mizan Nira Pasha to Lot Sarach Krad La Samar Adam Reach and Rabba Zak and Vela Fi Kvoto. Kivin De In Klal Hava Amina Lepotro. He says, come on, you don't, even without Lo Samar Adam Reach, I already know that a Zak and Vela Fi Kvoto has to save somebody's life. There's no Hava Amina that saving somebody's life is not going to be included in Lo Samar Adam Reach. Vi Af Lule Kray Adin Bevade Dav Zak and Vela Fi Kvoto Chayv La Hatzil Snefesh Kanal. The in klal mishkol mashmos lekavod b'makom pikuach nefesh. Kavod is, it doesn't mean anything when you're dealing with a human life. Yes, by Hashavas Aveda, the guy lost his wallet. Zaken v'ilin fikvodo works, but Hashavas Gufo, returning his life, the word kavod doesn't even mean anything. It's chaser mashmos. It doesn't mean anything. There's no din of kavod. This is going back to his original svara, where he said, come on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mochel is covered 610 times over for Pikuach Nefesh. We got to be mochel covered for Pikuach Nefesh. V'yafti, alfi nemitzvah shavas ha-nefesh mi v'ashav osilo, duchsev v'ashav osaveda, eim ze hechrech klal, the p'tor d'zakim, eim lefi kvodo, di alfi nemitzvah salamta, koi nami, achiyu v'zeh. This is what Rabbi Levin was telling me. Rabbi Levin said, I thought of a svara, what do you think? And I said, I think I saw it somewhere, I forgot that. I saw it right here in Minchas Asher. And he said, where did you see it? I said, I'm not sure. The svara was very simple. That Zaken V'ilin Lefi Kvodo is a din in Hashavas Mama. Where do I learn Zaken V'ilin Lefi Kvodo from? The Pasuk says, V'hisalamta. So we dash in Pam Shata Mesalim. That sometimes it's okay to pretend you don't see the Aveda. That's where we learn Zaken V'ilin Lefi Kvodo. It's about Hashavas Mama. It's in the Pasuk of Hashavas Mama. Vashivoso is a separate Pasuk. Maybe Vashivoso doesn't play by the rules of normal Hashavas Aveda. I mean, what was Rosh Hashanah Kluger's whole raya? That Vashivoso should, of course, plays by the rules of Hashavas Aveda, and therefore, Losamot should be teaching me beyond the rules of Hashavas Aveda, right? Who says Vashivoso plays by the rules of Hashavas Aveda? Maybe the reason the Gemara doesn't answer that Losamot is teaching me that even Zaken V'ilin Lefi Kvodo is because from Vashivoso I already knew Zaken V'ilin Lefi Kvodo. I already saw it in Vashivoso. I don't have any heter of Zaken V'ilin Lefi Kvodo from Vashivoso. I have a heter in Hashev Tashivim, in Losucha L'Salim. I have a heter of Zaken V'ilin Lefi Kvodo. But Vashivoso, which is about Avedas Gufo, there's no heter of Zaken V'ilin Lefi Kvodo. So I already know it from Vashivoso. Then says Rav Asher, but even without that, even without everything that I'm telling you, Rav Shlomo Kluger would still be wrong. Ach af lule svarazu near a pashut, shein lochiach klum. In the next paragraph, Dibra Masl Ach. Ach af lule svarazu near a pashut, shein lochiach klum, mila, mi masha lo amru de tsarach kra, lezakin ven lethik vodu chadome. De chadimi treitami nakat, uber prater abusa zu, de tsarach lechach, lozi otsa, shchichi yoser, mi kalan afkaminas acheros. He says, what he said before, that the Gemara sometimes has five answers up its sleeve and it's only going to tell you one of them. So yeah, maybe Lo Samo teaches me that you do have to lose your dignity, and you do have to lose your job, and you do have to save someone who's committing suicide. The Gemara didn't have to tell me every answer, every chiddush that Lo Samo is coming to teach me. And he says, based on that, Yesh Lidchos, we could reject what the Minchas Yitzchak writes, that you're not Chayiv, Minchas Yitzchak writes, and we're going to get back to this discussion, about being Ma'aved Eiver Echad, Kedei Lahatzil Chaveiro. Do you have to lose a limb to save somebody else's life? Let's say you can save somebody else's life, but you're going to lose a finger doing it. Are you mechuyev to do that? So it says, Minchas Yitzchak, it must be that you're not mechuyev to do that. Why? Because the Gemara asked, what do I learn from Lo Samo that I don't already know from Vashivoso? For Hashavas Aveda, you have to lose a limb? Avadana, right? So why didn't the Gemara answer, ah, Lo Samo is teaching me they have to lose a limb? The Gemara didn't answer that, says Minchas Yitzchak again. The same style of Raya. Everyone thought of the same Raya. Why didn't the Gemara answer that? Because it's not true. You don't have to lose a limb. It's a Raya, you don't have to lose a limb. Says Rav Asher, bad Raya. Why is it a bad Raya? The Gemara had five different answers it could have given to the question of what am I learning from Los Amud. It chose one of the answers. It doesn't mean the other four answers aren't true, just because the Gemara didn't say them. So that's to reject. That rejects the first Raya of Shlomo Kluger. Remember we said that he had, and by the way, in Oz Gimel over there, in Oz Gimel, in Rav Asher, he quotes the Minchas Chinuch, and he says, based on what I've already told you, I can reject the Minchas Chinuch as well. And it's the same rejection. The rejection is just very simply that the Gemara didn't give every answer that it could have given. Before we even get to the second Raya, what about this comment of the Minchas Chinuch of saving someone who's committing suicide? Saving a person who's committing suicide. Why is the Minchas Chinuch wrong about that? Meaning, Shlomo Kluger said, yeah, his Raya is not a good Raya, right? That you don't have to save someone who commits suicide. His Raya is not a good Raya. So I said, so what is the Raya? What's the Raya that he's wrong? A clear and logical mind. But is there any other Raya besides for a clear and logical mind that you do have to save someone who's committing suicide? Yeah? So one possibility is that you have a requirement to encourage others to do mitzvos and stop them from doing averos. Hocheach tochiach. Prevent someone from doing an avera. It's usher to commit suicide. So it's not midin hatzalos nefashos that you have to save him. It's a different din. It's a din of hocheach tochiach. It's a din of preventing him from doing an avera. If you could prevent someone from eating chazer treif, you prevent someone from eating chazer treif. If you could prevent someone from killing themselves, you prevent someone from killing themselves. It's not a din in hatzalah. It's a din in being mochiach chavera. That's one possibility. Rav Moshe, in the extra sheet I just handed out to you, thinks that the comparison of the Minchas Chinuch is completely off base. To compare, where does the Minchas Chinuch get the idea that you're putter from saving someone who is committing suicide? He said it's just like Hashava Saveda. Well, what's the comparison? What's the case of Hashava Saveda that you're putter from? The guy's walking down the street and he takes his BlackBerry and he chucks it. He throws it. So that's the same thing. Someone's walking down the street, decides to take a gun and lose his life and take away his own life. He's doing it midas. He's doing it on purpose. You have no mitzvah of Hashava Saveda. Says Rav Moshe, those two cases are not comparable at all. If you look in the Rav Moshe on page Reish Tzadi Aleph, on the second side of the page over here, in the handout I gave you, the paragraph that begins V'chein, says Rav Moshe, V'chein einu raya shel klum gam l'chidush ha-minchas chinuch lift o l'hatzil ma'avir atzmo l'das. He says the raya of the Minchas Chinuch says that you don't have to save someone who's committing suicide is totally incorrect. D'alo domi klal la'avidas momen midas, because it's not at all similar to purposely losing money. Shelahashlich lachutz b'makom hefker sheyever mimenu hu davar sherashay adam lasos kein b'shalatzmo vein muchiyavin l'manu miritzon of lahashiv. You know what the big difference is between someone who's ma'avid atzmo l'das? It's essentially what Eitan just said. And someone who throws his BlackBerry away, you're allowed to throw your BlackBerry away. You're not allowed to throw your life away. Va'afim yashul chumakum avud mina olam shi'esh yisur baltashkes. Moshe, very sharp, says, wait a second. You're not allowed to throw your BlackBerry away. If it's working, you're not allowed to just throw it away. That's called baltashkes. So it's an isur to throw that away also. And yet there's still no mitzvah v'ashav saveda. Harel kol panim lo shayich l'chayiv b'shul zel ha'ashiv lo dafka. If someone was about to do baltashkes, they threw their BlackBerry away, do I have to return it to them? What's my mitzvah in midin baltashkes? Just to save it. You know, I don't have to return it. I can make it hefker. Put it somewhere where other people could be zocheh. I have no requirement to turn it to them. But the Torah in general didn't actually require that. By baltashkes, the issue is you're not allowed to be mashkes. Do you have a requirement to go through the garbage and save all the usable objects from the garbage? There's no such requirement. There's no din of hatzala. Tzatorah asur rak lahashkes b'yadayim, lo lahatzil me'ashkes, k'shein l'chayva mitzad hefzad ha-baylim. Unless there's a chi of klape the baylim, that he's losing something and you have to reimburse him for what he's losing, well then there's no din of saving something from baltashkes. Aval, that's all by someone who's losing money. Aval la'abe nefesh ha'eno rashai af nefesh atzmo. a person is never allowed to take a life, even his own life. He says it can't be that normally I have to save a life, but the fact that this guy is doing it on purpose means I don't have to save a life. Can't be. What does that have to do with my chiv to save a life? The fact that he's doing something asr that he's not allowed to do by being mafkir his life shouldn't change my chiv to save a life. If you were to have a din by mamon, where there was an iser for someone to be ma'abid something, and the guy was ma'abid it on purpose, I would have to return it to him. The only thing is, we don't have such a din by mamon, where there's an iser for someone to just make it hafker. There's no such example by mamon, where there's an iser for someone to make something hafker. But liyutsuyur, if there was such an example by mamon, where someone was making something hafker, and that was usher to make it hafker, then we would have to return. We'd have a mitzvah of Hashem Saved, even though he's doing it on purpose. So it turns out, I don't need those Samar Adam Reacha to tell me that I have to save a life if someone's committing suicide. Within the Gedarim of Hashem Saved, I already know that I have to save a life if someone's committing suicide. So I'll answer the Minchas Chinuch's kasha better. Minchas Chinuch says, why didn't the Gemara say that? Well, the Samar Adam Reacha is coming to teach me is that you even have to save a life if someone's committing suicide. It must be that just like Midin HaShav HaSaveda, you don't have to save a life if someone's committing suicide. Midin Losamud, you don't have to save either. Says Rav Moshe, no, it's fakert. Midin HaShav HaSaveda, you do have to save a life if someone's committing suicide. And that's why Losamud can't be teaching me that, because I already know it. It's already within Vashivosa that I know. You have to save a life if someone's committing suicide. So it turns out the Minchas Chinuch has no raya. He says it has to be that you have to save him, even to be Michal Shabbos to save him. Says it's a no-brainer. Someone is committing suicide, you're allowed to be Michal Shabbos to save their life, you have an absolute chiv to save their life. It's a non-starter. So that's in terms of how to deal with the Minchas Chinuch. Yeah. Is there an issue to be mafkir hektish? Just to make it hefker. Maybe a din of shmira of some sort. So making it hefker may be an issue. So you want to say that you would have a din of hashava. Maybe you would have a din of hashava if you can come up with a case where it's usher just be mafkir, just to be mafkir. So yeah, maybe.
What is the
chiyuv
of hektish? Once you make someone
makes
something hektish, is the
chiyuv
to,
like you
said, to be shomer, or is the
chiyuv
to bring it to
kesef? There are several chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv to guard it from becoming tameh, from becoming ruined in any way, becoming a balmum. There's also chiyuv hakrava. But once you're makrish, you have to be makrif. Right? Several chiyuv. Right. To be mafkirich, just leave it out in the middle of nowhere, probably would be innocent. I'm saying, yeah, enochinami. I don't know why Moshe doesn't say that example. It's a good point. Yeah.
Can we say from Moshe that the history of suicide is
He's not saying that. What he's saying is that the iser of getting rid of a monetary object is bal tashchis, and you have to come up with a case where, but he's saying that's only when you're, he's trying to come up with a case where you could parallel suicide with the monetary thing, right? He's trying to show that you can't parallel suicide with a monetary thing, because suicide just fundamentally being mafkirit is a problem. Bal tashchis, only destroying it is a problem. Being mafkir, it's not a problem. So he's saying, I think it's Dafka saying that it's not bal tashchis, that suicide is a different iser. Because suicide, the iser is just being mafkir and nefesh. Bal tashchis, being mafkir, is no iser. There's no iser of bal tashchis, being mafkir something. The iser of bal tashchis is ruining something, making it unusable. But let someone else have it. Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
That's the suicide where that's impossible. I mean, you can't give it over to someone else. You can't make it hefker. It's either his or no, his life or nobody's. So by there, you have to save his life, because otherwise, no one else is able to use it.
Otherwise, by definition, it's being destroyed.
Right.
I don't think that's what he's saying. I don't think he's saying that it's a din of baltashnis. We have a drasha why suicide is asir. The Gemara Darshan's from a pasuk in Parshas Noach, I think, that suicide is asir. Rashi on Parshas Noach says, we learn from one of the pasukim there, that even a person is ma'abid nefesh atzmo, it's a din ritzicha, it's like a form of murder, to murder oneself. On the issue of the Tzitz Eliezer, the Tzitz Eliezer says you have to, you don't have to spend more than a chomesh nechasov, more than a fifth of your money on losamud, because after all, it's got to follow the same rules as the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So in Oz Dalin in the Minchas Asher, he deals with that, and he writes, "Danti b'masher reisi muva b'shem agon Rav Yosef Shalom El Yashav Shlita, zein tzarich levaz v'izyosu mechomesh." He quotes it from Rav El Yashav, the same idea that you don't have to spend more than a fifth of your money. Because if you did, then the Gemara should have said, that's what the Sama teaches me. They have to spend more than a fifth of your money. So he writes, Amnam l'chari yish l'chiyach raya gadol midivere Rambam dein tzarech lotzi yosu mechomesh al tzolos nefesh. He says, the truth is, the Rambam sounds like you don't have to spend more than a fifth of your money to save somebody's life. So it makes it sound like Tzitz Eliezer and Rav Yashav are right. After yesh b'lav del Sama adam reyacha, dine kasva Rambam per ches milchus matnos aniyim alach yud. Listen to the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam writes, Pidyon shvuyim kodem leparnasas aniyim ulchasosan. That if you have a choice, how to use your funds, you have money to give, and you have pidyon shvuyim, you have Rachman al-Slan, like Gilad Shalit was, you have someone who's captured, and you also have aniyim that need clothing, need money, whatever. Better to do pidyon shvuyim. Ve'ein lecha mitzvah rabba kumo pidyon shvuyim. There's nothing as big as pidyon shvuyim. Shashavoy hareu b'chlal hare'evim v'atzmeim. Someone who's kept in captivity is considered to be starving, thirsty, naked, va'omid b'sakonis nefashos, those are keywords, and b'sakonis nefashos. It is a life-saving endeavor to do pidyon shvuyim. Va'amal meinu b'pidyonio, hareza over alosamets v'sikbot v'alosamon adam reyacha. And if you fail to do pidyon shvuyim, it's a violation of losamon adam reyacha. And you're mevatel the mitzvah sasei of pesach tiftach es yedecha mitzvahs v'chayachicha yimach ein lecha mitzvah rabba k'pidyon shvuyim. Right? The Rambam says a big deal about pidyon shvuyim. How much do you have to spend on pidyon shvuyim? So says the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayis at the beginning of Peah, kisha adam yira shvuyim shu chayiv liftosam. If you see someone in captivity, that you have to be poda, kashu tziva kodesh baruch hu, o re'ev ma'arumim, la'hasbiyam, la'chsosam, me'arumehem, kishiyye ma'ashi yechsa lehem, o ma'ashi yitztarchu lepidyonam, pachos mi chamishis mamono, o kefi chamishiso. When do you have to go and save them and do pidyon shvuyim? When it's going to cost less than or equal to one-fifth of your money. Avlim tztarich lasasim yosir mi'chomesh, yitin chamishis bulvat. But if it's going to cost more than one-fifth of your money, you contribute up to one-fifth of your money for the pidyon shvuyim effort, but you don't do more than that. You don't spend more than a chumash. V'lo ya'avon alav b'hamni la'ashlim kol mashat tzaruch lehem. It's not your aver, it's not your problem that you didn't pay the rest of it. So it sounds from the Rambam, even though it's pikoch nefesh, it's l'sam adam reicha. He said b'feirush, it's l'sam adam reicha. And yet the Rambam says that you don't spend more than one-fifth of your money. It sounds like Tzitz Eliezer and Rav Eliashiv are correct. From the Rama, yeah.
Is it pidyon shvuyim a different case because there's situations where you're not allowed to pay?
Right, you're not allowed to pay yosher mishavya, more than the guy is worth. Rabban made a takana, you can't pay more than the guy's worth because it's just to encourage people to kidnap more people. And once they kidnap more people, that's, you know, obviously it's bad for the tzibur to save the shavya. That's even when Gilad Shalit was released, a lot of the soldiers were very upset. They thought that it's going to just encourage the terrorists to kidnap more people because they see it works. The demands are met. They get 2,000 terrorists released. So it's a very, very complicated thing. So, yeah, but we're talking about, let's say the guy's worth $1 million and you only have $4 million, right? So when you give $1 million, if you were to give the full million, it's 25% of your money. It's more than you have to give. You only need to give 20% of your money. Right, so that's what it's saying. You only need to give one fifth of your money. So whatever it is, whatever 1/5 of $4 million is. $800,000? Right? You give $800,000 and no more. So I thought we were Eish Lahava against this idea of the Tzitzeliyaz or Rav Yashiv. Right, where did they get the whole idea you don't spend more than a chomesh? Just based on the fact that the Gemara doesn't say that, oh, someone is teaching me that you have to give more than a chomesh. We said, no, come on, that's ridiculous. That's not the raya. There are five answers the Gemara could have given. The Gemara just gave one of them, but the other answers are also true. So says Rav Asher, maybe the Rambam is not such a great raya that Rav Yashiv is correct. Because it's true. The Rambam thinks Pinyan Shvim is sakonas is pikuach nefesh. And the Rambam says you don't have to spend more than a fifth. But whose mitzvah is Pinyan Shvim? Who's the chiva? The tzibur. Meaning, when you're walking by a river and you see someone drowning and you're the only one there, whose mitzvah is it? It's your mitzvah. So, you're the only one. You're the only chance the guy's got. So you got to do whatever you can to save him. But when it's about a shavui, someone who's in captivity, the whole tzibur has to raise the money. So any individual's chiva is not going to rise above 20% of his money because let other people contribute also. Why should I be the only one that contributes? When it's your mitzvah v'losamer adam reyacha, because you're the only one there, so that's why you're the only one that has to contribute, because you're the one there, you're the one that has to, that's responding to it. It's your chiyuv. That's one way of answering. I'm not convinced by that. I'm not totally convinced by that, because what makes v'losamer adam reyacha my chiyuv? If I just tell other people, it will become their chiyuv also. I can make it the tzibur's chiyuv just by telling other people. Right? And then that should exempt me from giving more than 20%. So I'm not totally convinced by that svara. But Rav Asher says there's another reason to distinguish, and that is that even though the Rambam calls pidyon shvuyim sakonas nefashos, there's a difference between finding out that someone's in captivity and seeing someone drown. What's the difference? Logically, there's a difference. When you're seeing someone drown, he's going to die imminently. His life is over. Unless you act now. By Pidyon Shvuyim, it is a dangerous situation to be in. Gilad Shalit survived a dangerous situation for, what was it, 5 years? What? It's a long time. He survived a very, very dangerous situation for a long time. There's no, it's not necessarily imminent death that one is facing with Pidyon Shvuyim. So yes, on a certain level, it's L'samar L'dam Re'echa, but it's only a level that's going to be mechayiv you to pay 20% of your money because it's not imminent death. Whereas normal osam adam reyach, it's imminent death. So that will be mechayiv you to spend all your money when it's something that's much more imminent, when the death is something that's going to come much, much more imminent. Now, one other issue that I wanted to discuss. Next week, I guess, we'll get into Sakanas Eiver and Safik Pikuach Nefesh. You know, we'll discuss all that. Do you have to give up a limb? Do you have to give up risk your own life? Kidney transplants, all that. We'll do that on Sunday, Bezer Shem. But one more issue over here is, let's say you spend money to save somebody's life. The Gemara says you have to spend money. It doesn't say how much, but you have to spend money, right? Does the person have to pay you back? So this is Machlokas Rishonim, whether the person has to pay you back when you spend money to save somebody's life. If you take a look at the Rush, here in the 8th Perek, in Simon Beis, the Rush writes, says the Rush, Minay l'roz chaver in Simon Beis, Minay l'roz chaver shutveh benar chay garato listen bottom love shchay vlatzi lo shnem lo samer adam reyacha vahame hachad nafka miyasum nafka vedes kuf minayin tamlam vashvosel imehasum av minayin mibinashel mitzrach veiguri lo kamash vlo. That's the Gemara. Says the Rush, vahanitzol chayiv lefro lematzil mashahotzi, that the guy who was saved has to pay the person who saved him all the money that he spent in saving him. De'ena demuchiv vlatzil nefsh chaver b'mamono. I don't have to spend my money to save you if you have your own money. It's your chiv to spend your money to save yourself. Elamai, you don't have the physical capability of saving yourself, good. So I'll arrange for the physical capability of saving yourself. But the money, that's got to come from you. It brings a raya from a Gemara later on. But I don't have a chiv to spend my money. There's no shibud mamon on the person. He has a chiv haguf to go and save the person. The Gemara says, Al-Sama tells us he has to spend money. That means he has to lay out the money, but not that he has to spend it. So we'll see Machlok Rishon, and we'll discuss that next time. Yeah. So that's the question. Not that he has to become his Eved, because Reuven can't expect Shimon to pay if he doesn't have the money. But the question is, what if Shimon wins the lottery the next day? Does Shimon have to pay him then? Is it a din in the moment? Or it's a din that there is a chiyuv, it's just that if I can't pay, I can't pay. And meaning, it's similar to the mitzvah of Kibud Aveim. The mitzvah of Kibud Aveim is that it's Mishel Av. I don't have to do Kibud Aveim with my own money. Right, my father has to do kibbutz. He has to pay for it when he asked me to do his grocery shopping for him. Let's say, so I could say, sure, just give me the credit card. What if he doesn't have any money? So then the Shulchan Aruch says, then I'm supposed to spend my own money. So it's very similar to that, the way the Rashi understands it. I have a chiv to save somebody else's life with their money. I should lay out the money, and they should pay me back. What if they don't have money? Then I should do it with my own money. So we'll discuss that a little bit for the next time. We'll do the Temen Halacha now, and then nothing.